most skeptical about someone replacing Johnson. It's like Johnson and Lewis. The Johnson didn't alter ACDC. He added to it. And Back in Black became all sorts of dreams and more. It's an album of power, asserting class values and the rights of music to invigorate attitudes some might not find so palatable. It's sexist and it's selfish, but it's also self-ironizing. Many of the girls I knew at school felt threatened by boys who listened to Back in Black, and yet those same girls years later, often with university degrees and good incomes, All Night Long as an anthem to love and desire, a rollicking sex drive. Thankfully giving women more social rights and confidence, the ability to claim a song celebrating female sexual prowess and attraction has gone hand in hand with rights in the bedroom. Time has taken this album as much into women's hands as men. Back in Black, their power and strength. This has become clearer over the years. Rock and Roll, and Solutions, is one of the in-your-face declarations of now in rock music. Rock and roll! ACDC's suggestion that aesthetics are a relative thing, that beauty is in the eye of the beholder, reaches right back to the refusal to be held down. By way of affirmation of the title song, I haven't loved anything
like that since 1993. In fact, the occasional patch of purple Mario Bar, but Johnny Cash and Joy Division when ACDC. The Australian poet Jonathan Fellows. Favorite rock and roll band. Don't forget, you can listen again to today's program online on our website, bbcworldsearch.com/thestrand, where you can also download our free podcast, featuring the best of the week's global arts and entertainment. Coming up over the next few days on the program, South American cinema, a Turkish man threatened with jails for playing a sports music, and Bob Dylan from Jacob in our studio. For me, Mark Holt,
government is the greatest threat to our own freedom.
Unexpected question.
Your political campaign is a war. So who's your enemy?
Surprising.
On TV, on radio, and online. Hard Talk. Tuesday at 9:30 GMT from the BBC.
Hello, this is Bridget Kendall, reminding you that you can get a weekly... ...for calling, thank you. Sign up by clicking... ...the BBC World
This is the BBC in Shanghai.
Bangalore.
No, New York. Here is the BBC.
BBC World Service. This is Claire Balderson with NewsHour. The Afghan war are linked to the media. Pakistan's
allegations in them that this is fiction, which is being sold as intelligence. It's not intelligence.
Against humanity, we talk to the man who sat him down. More sanctions against Iran. What's the impact on the Iranian people? And the Italian women who called on the place to celebrate the priest, they speak from personal experience.
For me, he was all...